From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block. The remake of the 1980 film Fame opened in theaters this weekend. But unlike other high school musicals, this one has its roots in a real-life setting, the Fiorello H. LaGuardia High School of Music and Art and Performing Arts in New York City. Lara Pellegrinelli visited the prestigious school to hear what its students think about their glamorous Hollywood proxies.
Students at LaGuardia usually embrace the spotlight, but maybe not this week. Practically everyone's got an opinion on the original film, including drama major Zora Howard.
Fame is nice and the dancing on the cabs is nice, but this is a very, very serious arts institution.
So what is it really like to go to LaGuardia?
The next one is...
My day began at 8 a.m. in AP Calculus.
It looks like this, the limit as x approaches c of f of x raised to the k power.
We really are strong academic students, and we spend so much time devoting ourselves and balancing, learning how to balance the art world and the academic world, and I think that's one of the most valuable lessons that we can learn here.
Lucy Partman is an art major. She and Taylor Patterson are both seniors and plan to go to college when they graduate next spring.
Senioritis, not for us. Like, nope, nuh-uh. Like, I have... Yeah, 3 APs, 2 APs, like honors, like these crazy classes.
10 periods.
10 periods a day when you could have like
two
academics.
And we start from 8 o'clock and we go to 4 o'clock.
Eight to four.
With rehearsal.
With rehearsal, yeah. I don't get home till 7 because I have rehearsal for the musical every day, which started on the second day of school.
Long days and hard work were common for all the students I spoke with. Samantha Barriento, Carlos Kerr Jr., Paul Reagan, Lionel Christian, and Julian Langford. Not counting rehearsals and extra training after school, the teens spend at least 3 periods a day studying their chosen fields, like this modern dance class for freshmen. If LaGuardia students weren't responsible, dedicated, and talented, the school wouldn't have such a long list of successful alumni. Actors Wesley Snipes and Adrian Brody, architect Charles Guathmey, TV producer Stephen Bochco, songwriter Suzanne Vega, dancer Desmond Richardson, and novelist Erica Jong, to name a few. According to Principal Kim Bruno, the film production team that briefly visited wasn't interested in much about the real school of the arts. She would have liked Debbie Allen, who plays her fictional counterpart, Principal Sims, to stop by and see how the job is really done.
Debbie Allen, my door is open. Come and be principal for a day at LaGuardia, the real Fame School.
For NPR News, I'm Lara Pellegrinelli in New York.